BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Thursday. On it, innuendo bingo with Peter Andre. He was a good sport and got absolutely drenched. The video's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. Josh from You Me at Six plays the which member of You Me at Six are you quiz, but will he come out as himself from answering the questions? Grimmy plays Real No Real about himself as part of Access All Areas, and I speak to the legend that is Chris Lilley.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Chris. Nice to see you sober.
Lovely to see you sober.
Hello,
Scott.
Hello, Chris. Nice to see you sober.
Hello. That needs explaining.
Yeah. It's a clip from an old Family Fortunes, really old. And the host of the time, not Vernon Kay, I mean, this is really old, in the 80s. It's a clip we play sometimes where all of the guy's answers are turkey. But the host of the quiz doesn't know this guy. He's just a random punter. And he goes,
hello, Bob. Nice to see you sober.
And no one really knows why. So we keep doing it a lot, especially in the pub the other night.
Yes, that's the problem, is me and you now do this all the time.
I found the clip.
Hello, Bob. It's nice to see you sober.
Why would you say that as your opening kind of thing to a contestant he plays Big Money?
Yeah, I think it was all right back then.
Hello, Bob. It's nice to see you sober.
I just love it as an opening thing. So, are we all expecting another holiday snap from Liam Payne off One Direction today?
It's become a daily thing. Do you know what? I've even seen these tweets between you and Liam make the papers. And,
yeah, it's on Daily Mail today.
People are discussing it.
Now Magazine. And I do quite like it that Lady Gaga's now seen the picture and has commented. Yeah.
It's weird because it's has really come from nowhere, and I don't know why he's doing it, but he's obviously listening whilst he's on his holiday.
Hello, Liam. Hello, Sophia, if you're listening today on your holiday, wherever you are. Well, we know it's Fernando's, but probably not allowed to say. It looks beautiful, though. Maybe we'll get another picture today. Who knows? I'm not going to beg it, do you know what I mean? Because that's the idea. They were just out of the blue. He might not be listening today. He might be actually doing holiday things like sunbathing. Or maybe a little boat excursion.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, nice. So today, Peter Andre at 1:45. You can listen and watch as Andre gets us soaking. Here's Nina Nesbitt.
Hello, Nina. Nice to see you sober.
Sitting in my bedroom. Nina Nesbitt and selfies on Radio Access. Hope you're enjoying accessing all our areas this week on Radio 1. It's happening all month. Now, if you head to the Radio 1 website when any of us are on, so Grimmy, Fern, me or Greg, you will see a strange symbol on our pictures. Now, if you scan that symbol using your phone, you can make me come to life. We're alive! Now, my picture isn't the best picture, but it looks all right when I start to come alive.
Everyone thinks you look really hard.
I do look. I look like, like I could easily take over from Ross Kemp on Gangs.
Yes.
I think. So you'll see it's there on my shoulder. Just scan that symbol using your phone. Go to the Radio 1 homepage and click Unlock the DJs to find out how to make that happen. If you're a little bit confused, bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you go to Unlock the DJs, that'll give you all the instructions to make me come alive. And you can also have a selfie taken with me.
Do you know what? I think this is my favourite thing about this. It's like, it is quite cool when you come to life. Like, it is quite weird seeing you pop out.
Yeah, I do. I pop out.
But my favourite thing is you can have a selfie. So people are sending in pictures of selfies that they've done with you.
Yeah.
And some of these are great. But what I particularly like is you have no control over where you're having your selfie taken.
No, I don't.
Like, I could make it look like you're in bed with me. Mm. I could make it look like you're in the shower with me.
But you could.
You can't stop me.
No.
And
you can do what you want in your own selfie, but it's there. Like, if you click on that symbol, one of the things you can do there is take a selfie. So, I mean, you can be anywhere. Like, I've already seen one of someone that works here, and they've got their tongue in my ear.
Yeah. So I really want to encourage this. I probably shouldn't be.
No, don't.
But the fact is, you've got an opportunity here to have a picture with Scott, and I'd love to see some of the results. and I'm certainly going to think of a good one to do myself.
You need to do one today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do one today.
Okay. I've got an idea.
Okay. So, yeah, bbc.co.uk/radio1, unlock the DJs, scan that symbol that you see next to my face, and then watch me come alive. It's good, actually. Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Someone's texting. I'm not sure if this is true. This is from Charlotte. She's texting to say that actually it's the National Day of New Zealanders today. So actually having such an Australia-heavy show...
Oh, no.
..will annoy.
Oh, I see. Right, I thought for just one second there that you were going to say that Australia is the same as New Zealand.
No, I saw you shaking your head desperately at me.
Possibly the worst thing you can do.
No, that's what I'm saying, is that she's saying the New Zealanders would be very upset.
Oh, I see, right,
if we
good.
Had a massively Australia-themed show. Yep. So we won't. We'll just claim Peter Andres from Harrow.
That's right, because he is. Via Cyprus, somehow. You don't want to offend Australians and New Zealanders.
No, absolutely not.
I remember once... I was with Zane Lowe once and someone accused him of being from Australia. They don't like it. They do not like it. Anyway, so it just so happens we've got some Australians on today, but it's not Australia Day on this show. All right, New Zealanders? Trying to keep everyone happy as always. Peter Andre.
How are you, Scott?
It's good to see you.
It's very good to see you too. Now, I know you're not going to tell me, but you smell... there's a beautiful scent in the room.
Oh, so now you and Fern Cotton are big fans of this scent.
Yeah. You don't have to tell us what it is.
No, I can't tell you what it is.
What is it? Oh, okay.
It's good, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it smells good.
You fancy me a bit, don't you?
There's love in the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's love. It's definitely an interesting scent, though. And the thing is, I asked him if he'd spray a little bit on me to kind of give me the power.
Absolutely not.
Won't do it. Won't even spray me a little bit.
No.
It's quite pungent.
It is. Maybe I've sprayed a bit too much again. But the ladies love it, Peter. So
60% of the time it works every
time. That's right.
Yep.
Hey, congratulations on your new baby.
Thank you.
Little Amelia.
Yeah, I know. It's still weird because it took us so long to think of a name. I still call her baby. When someone says Amelia, I'm like, what?
I can confirm that is the name of your baby.
That is the name.
Yeah. How did you choose the name?
Well, a bit of a long story, and I don't want to bore you guys to tears, but it took about 4 weeks because we had all these different names, and then we tried them. It just didn't work. And then me, Ems, Junior, Pringles all sat around, and we all just picked two that we loved the most, which was Amelia and Isabella. And then out of those, we decided, hands up, hands down, one of those situations.
Oh, like a proper vote.
Three picked Amelia and one picked Isabella. So there you go.
And Emily's okay?
Yeah, she is. So we called our baby John. And no, I'm just joking. Emily's fantastic. She's great. She really is great. You know, she's feeling good. She looks great. Mm. Baby's beautiful. Kids are loving it.
You're a happy man.
Really, and I've added to the brood now because I've got chickens as well, which I absolutely love my chickens, right? They've been giving us... I know it sounds a bit mad, but I absolutely love our chickens, and I've got fish. So I get up in the morning. There's a reason I'm saying this.
Okay.
So I get up in the morning, right? I take Amelia downstairs. I grab my coffee. We go and talk to the fish. Fantastic. It's normal.
Yeah.
Go outside, feed the chickens, collect the eggs, come in, make brekkie.
Living the dream.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Are you a farmer? Are you technically now a farmer?
You've got a farm.
No, I haven't, but I would love to, as time goes on, I want to expand.
An allotment.
Yeah.
Mate, you've done the DIY show, the Renovate Your House show. You've done a dating show. I love that one. You've done the cameras following you around. I think On the Farm with Peter Andre could be the next ITV2 hit.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Where Peter just lives off the land.
Yes.
But do you know what? It's really interesting because I have seen, there's a lot of people, have you ever seen that show, what's it called, about the doomsday prophecy things? There's shows about people basically trying to live as self-sufficient as they can just in case something happens and some virus breaks out and we all have to stay indoors. And just having the chickens, right, has really freaked me out because I used to buy so many eggs a week and now... I don't have to buy any eggs, and then you crack them in the fry pan, and the albumen, you know, the white bit, Right, you know how you crack the egg and then there's the orange bit, right?
Yes.
And then you've got the white bit.
Yeah.
Well, when they're fresh eggs straight out of a, you know, yeah. right, it's basically got the yolk, then it's got the albumen, then another layer.
This is fascinating.
It's like royal eggs.
And every time you go to the supermarket, hey guys, do we need eggs? Nope. No, we don't.
Nope. Andre's
exactly
eggs.
Right.
Got the chickens.
So it's great.
Andre's eggs.
Andre's eggs.
Quite good. Love how obsessed you are with the chickens.
Oh, it's not good.
Hey, I saw Mr. Peabody and Sherman yesterday.
Isn't it a brilliant movie?
Yeah, it's really, really sweet. And your song is in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's as big a shock for me as anybody that, you know, I would be offered such a great opportunity to do the official UK song for it. And it'll be the song that's used really everywhere bar North America. So even South America, Australia, Asia, it's just... Europe, it's going to be great. Really
it's going to be
good.
Everywhere, and this is it. It's called Kid.
And hey, won't you notice me?
Did you record this just for the movie then?
Yeah, so originally the song was called Come On, and it was a pop song with some good old-fashioned rock and roll in it. That's what it was. And then when we played it to DreamWorks, I said, this is the kind of idea we're thinking of, if you'd like it, but we'll change the lyrics to suit the song, to suit the movie. And basically they said, look, you've seen the movie. You see what the relationship is between them two. Write about that. And that's what we did.
Awesome.
Good
so
fun.
This is part of an album.
Yeah, well, we will now. I mean, I wasn't going to do it for a while, but with an opportunity like this, and then, you know, just the fact that they let us do a bit of rock and roll in it made me sort of think, oh, why don't we just have a laugh and do an album that we love, you know?
Excellent. And the film is out on Friday, so go and see it. Okay, are you prepared for what's about to happen, Peter Andre? Have you seen any previous Inuana Bingo videos?
I have, you know, Will Ferrell. Very tough guy to make laugh.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
I don't think we're going to have that problem with you.
No, mate, I started laughing. You know, when Gerard Butler, you know, he spat out and thought you said something funny before you even started. That's me. I mean, you know, this is going to be a disaster, I'm telling you.
Right. I think with Will Ferrell, it was really funny because it's Will Ferrell, but some of the British clips, I think, were slightly lost in translation.
Mm.
But that's not going to be a problem for
us. Well, you say that, but I don't think it was. I just think he zoned out. I mean, even with Gerard and Fern Cotton did a fantastic one.
You're like an expert.
I love that he knows this.
Honestly, it just made me think he zoned out.
Yeah.
I can't zone out.
No.
Okay.
Let's do this then. Yeah. This is a huge honour.
Okay, next on Radio 1, it's Innuendo Bingo with Peter Andre. Remember, you can watch this as well on the Radio 1 website. Get to a screen at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You can even watch it on your phone, on your computer, laptop, tablet.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm very excited to say that Peter Andre, actual Peter Andre, is playing Innuendo Bingo today. How are you feeling, Pete?
I feel very good.
Good.
Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Wonderful.
Okay, so there are cups of water by the side of you.
Cheers,
you and Chris are playing along.
It's quite cold. You might want to acclimatise.
Dude, I'm going to be hopeless at this. I'm just letting you.
Do you always laugh at innuendos?
Yeah,
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, where are the camera crew today? They're normally following you around.
No, they are. We are finished. That's
what?
It. That's it.
What do you mean you've finished?
We've finished. That's it.
But they're always with you.
I know. I've lost a limb.
Do you feel it's a bit weird when you're like, where
really
are they?
Really weird.
Oh, okay. Well, we've still got cameras on you now, so it's kind of what you're used to. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and watch Peter Andre play bingo. You've taken the leather jacket off, I notice.
I had the leather jacket on and I thought, you know, waterproof, should I keep... No, I thought,
nah.
No. Because if this gets wet, take it off, put the jacket on.
You know what I mean? What do you mean? You're going to go skins halfway through?
Maybe.
Really?
Okay,
yeah,
good.
But no. Yes, maybe.
You might do. Maybe. People have done it before.
How we get on?
Shirts off for the lads.
Who was it? Who's the guy from Kick Ass?
The ladies. Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Yeah. He ends up going shirtless.
Yeah.
This.
That's McLovin.
Mm.
Went shirtless. You're in the presence of greats, Peter Andre, McLovin, Gerard Butler.
I love McLovin.
I know.
What are you, an Irish R&B singer? don't start laughing now. We haven't even started yet. Right, ready?
Okay, take water in your mouth, please. Lots of it. And let's go to today's innuendo bingo. I hope you're watching online. Let me know if you are. First to Inside Out in the East Midlands. And the people at this local charity have learned some top tips over the years.
In Leicestershire, these future life changers are put through their paces by a charity established 24 years ago.
It's really important that you play with your puppies.
Chris! Straight in Peter's face there. That's so rude.
It's really important that you play with your puppies.
Okay, good. So you're now... Right.
Yeah, fantastic.
Do you get the measure of it now,
let's
Pete?
That's a good one, Pete.
All right, let's go again.
Okay, yeah. Get him back.
I'm really up for this today.
Thank you to Nick for that one. Next to an ITV show called 60 Minute Makeover. Mm. Remember that one? And here, Linda Barker seems to be getting some rough treatment from Peter Andre.
The lad is good.
Ah, Pete. I heard you were bashing my walls about.
Play that again.
I heard you were bashing my walls about.
Peter Andre and Linda Barker there on 60 Minute Makeover.
That's a good one.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, more water, please. Next, over to the Antiques Roadshow. And I'm not sure this woman realised the camera was rolling when she said this.
Do you know what it is?
No, that's exactly why I bought it today.
But you have a penchant for brown pots.
I love wood.
Peter went at brown pots. That's not even one. The actual bit was...
I love wood.
You're enjoying yourself now, Peter. You're in the swing of it.
I can't believe you played this yet. So the bit that wasn't even funny was the brown pots.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And you just went...
I love wood.
There we are. That's Nikki that sent that one in.
I like Nikki.
Okay. More water, please. And a favourite now from Radio 1's Gemma Kearney. And it seems the reaction to this next track has been a little bit mixed.
B-Traits was the first to play it on Radio 1. Many people followed through.
Don't want that when you listen to Radio 1. Well done, Gemma, for that one.
Many people followed through.
Okay, water, please. Where is it mostly hitting you in the moment? In the face?
I've got to hold this in,
face,
man.
And groin.
You look like Ben Affleck.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
I love that.
And now, let's go to Bargain Hunt, where an older woman and a younger man are on a team together, and they've got a difficult dilemma. And while the woman wants to go with her heart, the boy is thinking about something else.
So we got the boy wants to go with it. The boy wants to go with it. You're going to give the boy his head?
Okay,
you're going to give the boy his head?
I'll give him
his
head.
You're going to give him his head.
Okay, just a small wee there from Chris. Peter emptied it all over Chris's crotch. There we are. Took a while, that one. But it's head or heart, isn't it? The age-old dilemma there. And thanks again to... Oh, another Nikki. Different Nikki for that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right then.
You're listening and watching Innuendo Bingo with Peter Andre on Radio 1. Get online and watch. Okay, over to the Davis Cup tennis now. And this commentator has some rather harsh criticism for Mr. Andy Murray.
Good depth on the forehand, and that length is not going to get the job done.
Small wee from Chris, nothing from Andre.
That length is not going to get the job done.
Okay, thank you to Jane for that one. Didn't stir Peter at all. Okay, so let's move on. A classic from One Extra now. And Yasmin Evans over there on One Extra is telling her listeners about a great competition prize. It's got her really excited.
But you have won and you get to enjoy all the VIP-ness.
Oh! unbelievable force of that one from Chris there. Almost knocked Andre off his seat. Wow.
This doesn't happen often, does
Enjoy
it?
Like, all got... the VIP-ness.
Thank you, Yasmin.
That was brilliant.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that was
That's
fantastic.
A new level of force there, Chris.
It's a sign of respect.
Oh.
Okay.
It's so easy to do an innuendo.
In your endo?
An innuendo.
Pete, he says it the same as Ollie Murs.
Yeah. Innuendo bingo. Can I please play my favourite one from The Cube? And then we'll do the last one. Okay. So you watch The Cube, Pete? Philip Schofield?
Yeah, he's
great
good.
Show.
Well, the show's good. And he's good.
He's very good. Ready, everyone? Mm-hmm. Water? Now, I didn't see this episode, but I'm pretty sure I've never seen this happen on The Cube.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot, lot further than what it did out there.
Sorry, just one of my personal favourites. On The Cube.
The gap between the balls and the hole.
Okay, finally over to BBC Wiltshire as Peter Andre shakes the water from his head. That's like a dog when they go... Okay, more water, please.
Right.
One more.
One more. Let's have it.
Finally, over to BBC Wiltshire. What, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're having a carol concert once again for Christmas. And one woman there just absolutely loves this festive event.
Well, now, Hannah, it's so good to welcome you here. You're such a good supporter of this event, and we love having you here. And I think you quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
I like that Peter just put his hands up and he kind of, no! He knew exactly what was coming.
Oh,
wow.
Well played, mate. Here you go. You know what?
The thing is, your hair is hasn't moved. Like, that is serious wax.
Do you know what? I don't put a lot of wax in.
Oh.
It's
looking good.
Hairspray.
Oh, hairspray, that'll
it's
be it then, yeah.
It's the new, Mysterious Girl, look.
It is.
It is quite Mysterious
It's Mysterious Girl.
Girl.
It's happening right now on the Radio 1 webcam. Okay, thank you very much, Peter Andre. It's really good to see you. I hope you kind of enjoyed Innuendo Bingo.
It was the best entry yet.
Hero.
You look like you're kind of broken. Are you all right?
You're all right.
I feel good. I feel actually refreshed. I could go for a run right now.
Thanks, Peter.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Feeling all right today, Chris?
Fine.
What's up? Just say his name.
Ryan Gosling.
Here we go again.
I've heard he's singing. Right.
Go on.
So I was going to get my friend Fernando to come in and talk about this, but he doesn't have time today. So okay. I thought I'd just crack on.
Mm, go.
Ryan Gosling is now single, correct?
I believe so.
And I believe so, only because I've seen a number of my friends who are girls write this on their Facebook. But yep. What's really bugging me about it is why do they think that they're going to have any more of a chance than before? And it's like, I don't understand the big thing with this bloke. And I also think the fact that they're all going, oh, OMG, he's single, like... form an orderly queue, all of that kind of stuff.
To be fair, I've seen a lot of that today.
But it's only making things worse.
Why?
Because it's almost like building him up even more than he should be.
Like, what is your problem with this guy? You always mention him.
It's all hysteria. There's no reason why...
He's a good-looking bloke.
I don't think
yes.
He is that good-looking.
He is. Ladies love him.
No, but they love him because all ladies love that... They love him for exactly what you've just said. You're now not helping the situation.
He's a massive, massive star who is quite a good actor. And I don't know.
And looks all right.
Yeah, there's something about him.
It's told to like him.
That's not true.
And that's got to stop.
Not true. It's like an X Factor thing.
And I thought this had all died down. I thought,
no.
Do you know what? You don't really see that as much anymore. And sure enough, the second he becomes single, it sends everyone loopy.
I have seen Back on the Market a lot today. And also, Form an Orderly Queue, ladies.
Look at this.
Now, it doesn't really matter if he's broken up with Eva Mendes or not. You haven't still got
right,
hope.
But you don't see any girls questioning
it's not
why
gonna
that's
happen.
Happened, do they?
It's not
going
to happen.
No, but you don't see any girls going, OMG, Ryan Gosling is single. What's he done? Do you know what I mean? Maybe he's not as desirable as we're thinking. Like, it's all very well looking at him. Maybe he's got bad breath. you have to question why that's happened. No one is. Everyone's just very excited that he's single.
Mr. Perfect.
I just don't get it.
I don't know, but none of us know him.
And why? What is it about him that's, like, that really is sending... Do you know what I think it is? It's the fact he does nothing. He says nothing. He does no... Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And it bugs me.
Do you fancy him a bit?
I don't, not at all. But I seem to be the only one who doesn't. And yeah. I think what I'm trying to get across here is I think as a sort of nation, everyone needs to take a look at themselves here and realise what they're doing. No, because it's mad. Like, why him?
I tell you what it is, right? I think it's mostly because of that film, The Notebook.
I've not seen this film.
All right, well, maybe you should get some time in to see The Notebook, and then maybe you'll get it a bit more.
I'm just a bit sick of everyone going on about it today, and I think no one is asking the question, what's wrong with him?
I mean, she might have broken up with him. We don't know.
That's exactly, yeah, but no one seems to care about that, Scott.
No, he's back on the market. Former Nordic Q, ladies.
Oh, I hate, next person I see tweet that's blocked. Seriously.
To be fair, though, I've said it before. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Like, it's you're not
going to end up going out with Ryan Gosling, ladies.
Thank
Sorry,
you. And I appreciate you actually stepping in and saying that as well.
But
rather than
boys
it
do
like
it as well.
Me.
Like every time Kelly Brook becomes single, oh, Kelly Brook's back on the market. Mate, it's not. You're never going to go out with Kelly Brook in a million years.
Has
it's
anyone,
not going to happen.
Do you know what? Has anyone ever heard Ryan Gosling talk in real life?
Yes.
Not in a film. Really?
Yeah, heard interviews with him.
So what's he like?
Same voice.
Yeah, but what about his personality? No one ever talks about his personality, do they? No, it's crazy. I mean, it's hypocritical.
Okay, so as we fade Chris gently out, let's play today's track of the day, which is by
the Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. So that is from their album, I Love You. That is the name. I'm announcing the track of the day.
Sorry.
That is The Neighbourhood and Sweater Weather. Every show is playing that today. Loads of views on YouTube. They're supporting the 1975 soon as well. Yes?
It is putting him on a pedestal.
Who? Gosling?
Thank you, everyone, sending me pictures of queues.
Of people.
The Wimbledon
outside.
Queues.
I've seen...
Tube strike queues.
You're back on the market. Former queue. I've got queues of people outside a shop that rhymes with Weimark.
Someone tweeted me saying he's wanted because he's hot and, more importantly, he's confident and mysterious. That's my issue. No one knows what he's really... If people knew what he was really like, and I'm not saying I do.
People like mystery, though, don't they?
Well, then maybe I should just be quiet.
All right, then. Just turned you off.
Also,
yes?
It is putting the Gosling on a pedestal. That's what everyone else is doing. Everyone only fancies him.
Okay,
they're sheep.
The Oscars music's
like
on.
That's Grimmie just texted me
talking.
And said the same thing. It's like Brad Pitt.
This is the music that they put on during the Oscars and the Golden Globes when you've been talking too long. Time to get off stage. What's Grimmie saying? Go on.
No, he's saying that people only like him, you know, because everyone okay, else right. does.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So excited for tonight on BBC Three because it's the start of the new show by Chris Lilley, one of my favourite people ever. And he doesn't do any interviews, so this is a proper scoop for us. Mm. Doesn't really chat much at all. So it's on BBC Three tonight. It's called Jemai, Private School Girl. It's him, a grown man, playing a character called Jemai. Used to be Jamie, then she added the apostrophe in year seven. Not that I watch it a lot. He's already done a show called Some Heights High, and before that a show called We Can Be Heroes, which if you aren't into, you need to be. I just... like, laugh so much when those shows are on, and I've watched Some Heights High so many times. So tonight, it's about Jemai. He plays all of his characters, all the main characters, and this is a clip of her.
Like, yeah. If you go to Hilford, people are like, oh my God, you must be so hot.
Yeah.
And not even bragging, but me and my friends are all pretty much quiche. Like, if you couldn't tell from looking at us.
Yeah, like, basically.
And, if you don't know, quiche is a word that I made up. And it basically means hot, but, like, it's a step above hot.
No.
It's like...
Yeah.
Ellie Goulding, goodness gracious, on BBC Radio 1. So you need to be on BBC Three tonight at 10 o'clock for the new series of Jemai, Private School Girl. Have you seen it?
Oh, mate, it's too funny, isn't it? Too funny.
Hello, Chris Lilley.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Chris.
How are you going?
I'm really good. I'm going great.
Good.
Are you in your house right now?
Look, I'm in my... I guess it's an office, an edit suite.
Is it quite late there?
Well, it's getting late, but, you know, you got to work late sometimes.
I'm really pleased that you're doing this today. Now, I remember being on a plane years ago and they were showing We Can Be Heroes on the in-flight entertainment.
Yes.
And it was your character, Phil Olivetti, who was one of the people who was nominated, if you haven't seen the show, for Australian of the Year. And he was trying to lift that really heavy log off the school kid. And I came in halfway through the show and I actually watched that episode again and again and again for the rest of the flight. And that's kind of how I got into your stuff.
Good. Oh, you must have been in business class because there was too much swearing in that show and we could only sell that one to business class.
Oh, okay.
But, it's funny how many people say they saw it on planes and that's what got them involved.
I don't even think that show made it on the TV here, did it?
I think it was on a cable channel. And
okay. I ordered the DVD from Australia, which took at least 5 weeks to arrive. And I've since then, I've been a little bit kind of obsessed. Summer Heights High is probably my favourite TV show of all time.
Oh, that's really nice. Thank you.
You would have seen that, hopefully, on BBC Three. They did show that. But I think I had the DVD of that as well, about 2 years before it was on BBC Three. So I think with Jemay, if people don't know about Jemay, if you've never watched it before, it's on tonight on BBC Three. She's got her own show. So what can you tell them, if they've never seen Jemay before, about her?
Jemay is a private school girl. She's a school captain. She's pretty nasty. She doesn't like the Asian girls or the lesbian girls. And she's a pretty awful person. And she is in her last few months of school and some stuff goes down that gets her in a lot of trouble.
So she was originally in We Can Be Heroes, the first thing that you kind of did, and she was also in Summer Heights High. So why did you decide to give her own show, a bit like the Kardashians?
She's just fun. Like, I just love the relationship with her mum, and I wanted to bring her dad and her sister into it and see a bit of home life. And I just find it's kind of like a bitchy teenage girl just is so funny to me. So yeah. I just wanted to get her back in her private school and, yeah, see what happens when she's in charge.
She does flirt with everybody, her dad included, and there is a scene where she bites his shoulder, which is a little bit strange.
Yeah, she gets involved in a bit of flirtation with the older men, which is strange to watch and even stranger to shoot those scenes for me. It's funny because you have these ideas and you write it all down and then you forget you've actually got to do it. So doing a little bit of a dance in front of him was a bit awkward.
It's so weird because when I'm hearing you talk right now, and Scott got me onto Summer Heights High. I remember you got it for me as like a Christmas present on DVD. Do you remember?
I did.
But it's so weird hearing you talk, Chris, because I do think of Jemay as a real person. And like hearing you talk about her, it's like two separate people.
I feel the same. It's weird. Like when I'm editing the show together, I also talk about her like she's someone else. It's very weird. It's not like when we're on set, I'm sort of in character the whole time. Like I'm only in character when we say action.
I think when people first see it, it takes them a while to get their head around the fact that you are playing a teenage girl. But once you get it, it kind of becomes natural. Because at the start of this new series, you're doing really quite a sexy dance, think Rihanna, in the school assembly with the other girls. And then I noticed your man legs.
Oh, yes. I can't help that. I did my best. I shaved them,
Did you train as a dancer? Because, like, even with this show and with Mr. G, your dancing is on point.
No, I didn't at all, and it's weird because I keep writing dancing scenes into shows and I'm never trained as a dancer, and I'm not good at remembering moves, so most of the stuff you see, I'm just making it up, and it's different every take. And the other thing is you don't know what you're going to look like when you're doing it. I just kind of give it everything, and then when you see the playback, it's like, oh, what the hell?
It's well good. On the DVD where you can get the extras, I saw the outtakes. I think it was from when you're Mr. G, and you're in a classroom.
On the floor, the interpretive dance bit.
Yeah, and all the kids have got to try and not laugh.
Yes, I know, and that's the biggest problem with these shows is we use real people and we shoot in real schools and stuff, so the kids are often just like dragged out of a class and put into a scene, and so they just be laughing at me. So we say, you know, if you laugh, you're not going to be in the show. So we have to do a few takes sometimes to get the laughers out of the way. But yeah, it's a problem.
Okay, Chris, we'll speak more in a minute. Very excited to be talking to Chris Lilley on Radio 1 this afternoon. If you enjoy Jemay tonight on BBC Three, I suggest you look up Mr. G on YouTube.
Yes.
He's my other favourite, along with Jemay. He's the head of drama at the school in Summer Heights High. Would you ever bring Mr. G back?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, he's one of my favourites. He's really fun. But I've got lots of characters now from all the shows, so it's hard to... I want to bring them all back.
You could bring back Ricky Wong.
Ricky could come back. He likes a bit of dancing as well. He's all over it.
Also, sometimes overlooked, Gran from Angry Boys.
I She's a favourite, yes.
Do you know
yes.
what I really like as well is that you, I think you could make real celebrities out of these people. Like, it's well funny seeing all the photos of Jermaine on magazine covers. And I do believe that you could have a Mr. G the musical, like, proper Broadway show.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes, that could happen. Is Mr. G in it?
Yeah, he has to be.
I think he should be.
Okay.
Also, from the first series, I'm such a fanboy. I love Pat Mullins, and I actually did a thing a few years ago on Radio 1 where I did Rolling on My Side for a mile, inspired by Pat.
I heard about this.
Did you?
I remember this, yes.
Yeah, so we did
it's harder than it looks, isn't it?
Right, so I had to have somebody like spotting me the whole way through, and out of all of the miles for charity that I did, this was the one that was could have caused most danger to me.
Yeah, you get so dizzy doing it,
yeah.
And you sort of disoriented, and you almost like hit your head on things, and it's tougher than it looks.
Yeah, there was a guy just going, look at my trainers, turn over, look at my trainers. It was really hard,
yeah.
But we raised quite a lot of money, and that was because of Pat and her rolling.
Oh, good, no, good. No. I need to look this up again.
Yeah, it's still on YouTube, sadly. So Jermaine is it's set in a private girls' school in Sydney. I know that Lindsay Lohan is a massive fan now, and Kelly Osbourne and Ellie Goulding.
They're really into it. Katy Perry loves it.
Yes, I heard this.
Yeah, it's funny because you just put it out there, and because of Twitter, like, people like that can just contact you, and if you're both following each other, suddenly you're private messaging with these, like, famous people.
Didn't Katy Perry wear a Jermaine top, or she has one?
Yeah, well, Jermaine had a chat with her on a radio show in Australia, and she gave Katy a school uniform, and Katy did her best Australian accent impersonation.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't great.
I like that we do get to see a bit more of Jermaine at home in this series, because she is horrendous to her parents.
I love Jermaine at home. That was my favourite scenes to do. She's so awful to her mum. And probably one of my favourite scenes is she gets her driver's licence, and we did a scene with her driving.
In the car.
Which is funny, because when you're shooting that, there's no one in the car with you, so it's just me and my mum and my friends in the back seat, and we're driving around, and I'm making up all sorts of horrendous things, and yeah, it was really fun.
It must be hard as well to keep up with technology, because I remember on Summer Heights High, which was a while ago now, Jermaine, do you remember in the school assembly, she asked for more people to be her friend on MySpace?
Yeah, and she had a BlackBerry because iPhones didn't exist.
Yeah.
I just catch up each time and, you know, put her in the current world.
And you kind of make up your own teenage phrases like quiche.
Oh, yeah, quiche.
So how should we, if people don't know this, how do you use quiche?
Well, quiche is like, it's a step above hot. So Jermaine uses it to describe herself, which is hot to the point that you want to have sex with someone. So she is quiche. But she'll also, you know, describe lots of things as quiche. And, you know, that was the quichest party I ever went to. And, you know, it's just extremely good. And it's also exclusive to her group. It's something that only her and the prefects should really use.
Have there only been any of your scenes on the Jermaine show in particular that you couldn't get through because you absolutely lose it and just can't do it?
Yeah, I'm the worst. Like, I there's a scene where I have to make a fart sound because Jermaine has done a fart in front of her boyfriend and she's concerned she's going to get dumped. And just, I could not get through it. I made all the girls laugh because I just could not do the fart sound without laughing. It's so immature, but it's just, that's about where my head's at.
And also,
Jermaine's got a boyfriend this season too, so she's, some of that stuff was pretty funny to get through.
So she's got an African boyfriend called Kwame. She also has a gay best friend now.
She's got a gay best friend. She's got it all. She's got a real boyfriend, the hottest kid in the local boys' school. That was kind of awkward, but funny to shoot.
I also saw that Jermaine has a single out.
Oh, yeah. She does it all. She's written a song, and it's called Learning to Be Me. And we've released that in Australia, and we're releasing that in the UK as well.
Oh, so amazing.
Check it out.
Yeah, we need to get the first play on.
It was a funny image to see Jermaine at a piano singing a song that she'd written and just showing off. So she's all over it.
I love that.
So Jermaine's obviously going to be massive over here. What's going to be the next character? Are you going to do this again with someone else?
Yes. I'm doing another show about Jonah from Summer Heights High.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be on later in the year, I guess. I don't know. The BBC are really excited about that one as well.
So. Have you made it already?
No, I'm in the process at the moment, so I'm putting it together right now. I'm still excited about Jermaine, but Jonah's going to be good.
Jonah from Tonga is also one of my favourites, yeah. Chris, thank you very much. I've been wanting to do this chat for years, so I'm very pleased it's happened today. Thank you.
Yeah, it was good to meet you finally.
Yeah, kind of.
A long time.
Yeah.
I'm coming over in a few months to talk about the new show, so maybe we can...
come and see us.
At the end.
If you're not a fan of Chris Lilley yet, look him up on YouTube, and like me, you will become obsessed and watch Jermaine, Private School Girl. It's on tonight on BBC Three. Thank you, Chris. Hope to see you when you're in the UK.
Thanks, guys.
It's on at 10 o'clock tonight.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are liking these online quizzes at the moment to see which member of the band you'd be. So, let's play Which Member of You, Me at Six Are You? A quiz that I found online with Josh from You, Me at Six. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good. You all right?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, ready to try and guess if I know who I am.
I know. Well, yesterday, we had one of the vamps on yesterday. That was Tristan, and he came out as Bradley.
Right,
someone completely different. So, yeah. I'll go through the questions with you.
Okay.
Here we go then. Josh from You, Me at Six. Which member of You, Me at Six are you? You ready?
Yes.
What's your favourite colour?
Red.
All right. No, sorry. It's multiple choice. I've only got five options. Mauve, pink, yellow, white, turquoise.
White.
White. Okay, I'll put you down for white. Sorry, red's not on there.
No.
What's your favourite You, Me at Six song to make out to?
To make out to? Probably Cold Night.
Have you actually made out to that, though?
No.
Because that... your own songs would be a bit weird. Slightly off-putting.
Yeah. I've never done that.
Have you ever made out to any of your songs? Be honest.
Come on.
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I don't believe you.
Also, Cold Night's not on there, so you've got Underdog, Liquid Confidence, Fireworks, Save It for the Bedroom, or Always Attract?
Then I go with Liquid Confidence.
Okay, sorry, these aren't really accurate answers. Liquid Confidence it is. Hobbies... listening to music, doing my nails, watching girly TV shows, shopping, chatting to my boyfriend. Which one?
Listening to music, probably.
I'll put you down for that.
All the others don't really work in my favour.
Well, you don't like watching girly TV shows?
I do, but that's definitely down, so...
Or shopping?
I do like shopping, but I think that's max. I'm going with the ones that I think most likely to be me.
Listening to music it is, then.
Yeah.
What girly TV show do you watch, though? I'm just asking. Yeah.
Does Undateables count as a girly TV show?
Kind of, yeah. I love that show.
Yeah, I'll go with that then.
So sweet.
Is that a girly TV show?
Well, it's kind of sweet, isn't it?
It is sweet, yeah.
Okay, there's one more. Favourite band? You, Me at Six, You, Me at Six, You, Me at Six, or You, Me at Six?
Oof, tough on that one. I reckon You, Me at Six.
Okay. Chris, you're just adding up the scores now from Josh's answers.
Yep.
Okay.
And let's find out, Josh, from You, Me at Six, which member of You, Me at Six are you? Drum roll.
Max.
Oh,
right.
That hasn't worked.
Right. The idea of doing these was to see, you know, if they are accurate and to get the actual pop stars that are involved in the quiz. But they're not accurate, are they?
Don't know. I don't think they are, to be honest.
I mean, you're clearly Josh off You, Me at Six, but not in the quiz, you're not.
Well, maybe the quiz isn't wrong. Maybe he answered it wrong, Scott. Maybe if he had been chatting to his boyfriend as his main hobby, then maybe it could have been him.
Mm. I'm just just disappointed in these quizzes generally.
Hello, Paula. Terrible.
What are you doing at the moment, Josh?
I'm in the concierge of my apartment complex talking to you on the radio.
Ooh! The concierge!
Life is good.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Josh, thank you for taking part in the Which Member of You, Me at Six quiz.
No worries.
Are you quiz? Me. What?
Thanks for having me.
No, that's fine. Thanks very much.
All right, mate.
Sorry, the cameras are on with Grimmy tomorrow because he was that well rough today.
Didn't want to be sick.
Yeah, you know, you don't want that on camera.
No.
Getting all confused today. It's like one of those days, you know. I was like,
the
cameras were on this morning. No, tomorrow.
No.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel good. Feel good. Loads better.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
It's horrid yesterday.
Can we be near you?
Well, a nurse did text in saying no this morning.
Oh.
She said not for 72 hours. But no, but like Fincham's still alive. I just saw him.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's okay.
Good that Big Boss...
I think it's good for weight loss.
Good, yeah. Good that Big Boss Ben called you.
Great that Big Boss... do you know, that was...
on your sick
so
bed.
Awful, that. I think I'd been sick before... when Big Boss Ben called me, maybe 6 or 7 minutes before that.
Yeah.
And when he called me, I was on my bathroom floor in my underpants.
Were you sick after he called you?
No, it's okay afterwards. He cured me. He's like Mother Teresa.
No, he's got. He's a healer. Okay, so today, hopefully this isn't too traumatic for you, but you've got some envelopes there in front of you, right?
Yes.
Each envelope has something that's either a fact about you or something that we've made up.
Okay.
Okay, so you have to read whatever's on the piece of paper in the envelope. There's no getting out of it. And then we will discuss whether we think it's real or no real on this Nick Grimshaw special.
Don't overthink it. That's my advice. Just read it.
Okay, that's good. That's good advice.
You have to read whatever's
in it. I'm dreading this because this morning when I was here and I ran into Chris and Cara. Oh, no, you weren't here, but Chris Stark was here and Cara was here. And I was like, what's happening later? And they were both like, oh, it's going to be fine. Sort of like hand in mouth dread.
I think
dread.
It's fine, Groom. Everyone's fine? Done it this
okay.
week. Just crack on.
Okay, I'm going to crack on. First one, are we ready?
Yep, just open it and then you've got to read it.
Okay.
Is this real or no real about Grimmy?
Is this real or no real? Are you ready? Okay. After the Edinburgh Late Night Fun and Filth Cabaret in 2011, Nick went back to the hotel room of Dappy, who had appeared on the show, and watched ITV Night Screen.
I like it that it was ITV Night Screen.
I vaguely remember this night, Scott. Do you remember? Do you remember? Because we'd all gone. Because it finished really late. Those shows finished late. It's like midnight.
Not only did the shows finish late, we've normally finished later because you can't just go home and like go to sleep after a show like that.
No, you need to have a bit of a drink. You need to wind down.
Well, Edinburgh's on late license for the month of August, so it's actually rude to the culture of Edinburgh not to go out and socialise.
That's right. It's actually rude to all Scottish people.
Yeah. I don't want that.
If you don't do that.
And also, because every day was different people, you wanted to thank them for the hard work that they'd done.
Exactly.
Yeah. So on that night,
we wanted to
thank Dappy. Do you remember, Nick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we all went to a bar, and I've got a great photo of where Scott and Dappy changed clothes.
Yes. I remember that happening. Did something else weird happen? Did someone...
A lot of weird things happened, but he was sick on his own shirt.
Oh, that was it.
So then I had to give him my shirt. I've never seen it back.
Yeah, no.
It's the picture when Scott calls me, is the picture of you dressed in Dappy's clothes.
What a memory.
And then my last memory of that night, because I was very tired... but the last memory I had was Nick walking away with Dappy.
Mm.
So this seems right to me that he's gone back. But was it the ITV Night Screen?
Mm. That's still on, by the way, Night Screen.
Is it still on there?
Hello, it's 2014.
Oh, do you know, it's on sometimes when I get up, actually.
It's like Slides featuring what's going on in Emmerdale this week. It's really expensive. Anyway, so I am saying, based on the fact that we were there and of what I saw, I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say that Nick was clearly just offering a room to a poor Dappy who maybe had a few too many drinks and doing the gentlemanly thing. Mm-hmm. I'm saying real.
For a bonus point, do you want to tell me a weird fact about how Dappy sleeps?
I have no... Well, only you would know that.
Okay, it's real.
Yeah.
And he has to sleep with the shower on.
This is why I think you should not see this game.
Yeah, it's real because he has to have taps running because he has bad tinnitus. So it's like going to sleep in like a rainforest.
So as you were going to sleep, who brought up that one? So Dapper goes, well, Nick, do you mind putting the shower on?
Yeah. And the taps. Such a waste of water.
You're so indiscreet, I love
this. This is incredible. This is incredible.
Put that shower on, I'm going to sleep.
And he let me sleep in one of his chains.
Yes. So that was real good. It's all on today, isn't it? All on air.
There's two beds.
So he sleeps like it's a rainforest all the time because
it's like
of the
rainforest
in his ears.
Yeah.
And
he lives in a waterfall.
Oh, this could be epic today.
Next one, please. Open the next envelope.
Okay.
Here we go.
Next
is this
one.
Real or no real?
I love this music. Okay. Nick Grimshaw had his first kiss when he was 13 with his friend Kathy, who was a keen Morris dancer. Ooh. What do we think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose at that age, you know...
I don't think anyone's a keen Morris dancer at 13.
You're sort of forced.
Yeah, you have to.
I think, as a child, to do anything like that.
But yeah, you're right, actually. It's a keen Morris dancer, but I don't know. It depends. Because I know you fancy some quite quirky people. And
like
I don't
who?
Know if that may have started with your first love being a Morris dancer.
Morris dancers.
Mm. As it is quite quirky.
And despite what we know now, it was a girl.
Yeah.
Same as me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
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 Too early to know.
Yeah, Tracy her name was.
Tracy?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hairdresser.
And, okay, so...
A hairdresser?
Older than me.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much older?
Not that much.
Okay.
Not that much.
Right.
This is fascinating, real or no real today.
I'm actually saying real.
Real?
Yes, I'm saying real. Chris?
I'm going to say no real.
No real? It's actually, I don't know, I'm checking because I know. It's no real.
Yes. Oh.
Because no one's called Kathy at 13.
No, then, well.
Just 45 and up.
Catherine?
Yeah, it could have been Kathy.
Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy.
But then you're from Oldham, so
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, and also, they're not Morris dance up north. Set cars on fire and stuff instead.
All right. Actually, that's true. Oh. I did go through Oldham once.
No.
There were police on horseback, which I found a bit weird.
We like it.
Yeah. Standard Friday night.
Exaggeration.
And next, open the next envelope. Just saying, there was police with horseback.
I used to want to be one. My dad said it's too dangerous.
What about this?
Nick Grimshaw and Harry Styles have matching lock and key necklaces. Real or no real?
Do you know what? I've always wondered, because doesn't he have a tattoo of a ship on him?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a tattoo, I believe, of an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered if that was some kind of sort of joint code. And I still don't know quite what it would be. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like sailor code.
Some sort of sea metaphor.
Hello, sailor.
Something about seamen.
Yes.
Possibly.
No. And
See, you do like to get the tattoos, don't you?
Yeah.
Sometimes
have you seen my new one?
Yeah, I saw it the other night.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I think so. Is this the one on
Do you still like all your tattoos?
Isn't it my initials?
Yes.
Right.
Do you like all of them?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Is any of you go, oof?
I had the word go tattooed on my foot once in a pub in Hackney.
Yeah.
I kind of regret that.
Apart from that, though.
Apart from that, fine. Yeah.
Okay, well, with that
I must point out, this is a very abnormal life that Nick leads. I've never had a tattoo in a pub in Hackney.
Upstairs? It wasn't as grubby as it sounds.
Honestly, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Honestly. Okay, so I'm saying real again.
You're saying real?
Chris?
I'm going to say no real.
It's no real.
Oh. Yes.
Absolutely no real.
Right. So not the lock and key.
Something that you would consider?
No.
No. And what about this one?
This one? Okay. Last one is this.
Read it.
Grimmy fans.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Hurry up.
Grimmy.
Hurry up.
Oh, God. Grimmy fancies Zane.
Lowe? Zane Lowe?
Yeah.
Wow. I wouldn't have thought he's your type.
I seem to have a clip of The Breakfast Show this morning.
Zane Lowe could get it.
Zane Lowe could get it, yeah.
right, steady.
Right, I'm saying real, but this is new information to me.
Well, this seems to be fact, so I can't argue with that. I'm going to have to say real.
But how come?
It's cool because he's outside right now.
Oh.
And I'm not even...
Is he?
Is he actually listening?
I'm just going to lock this.
Love it if Zane...
Oh, no, he's there! He's right there!
Trust, it's far more awkward for him.
I'm just going to lock this.
No, he's there. Lock the door.
Okay. Right,
okay, that's good.
The thing is, Sarah Jane Crawford on,
at some point we are going to have to leave.
I'm just going to stay here.
Okay. So you fancy Zane Lowe?
All right, shut up, because he's outside.
No, asked me if I fancied him, and you can't say no because that'll offend him.
It's obviously not on out there. I've also got listening to One Extra again.
Just shout Zane really quick.
Or sometimes I listen to
shout Dave Grohl.
What, hmm?
Look, Dave Grohl.
No, he's definitely listening.
He's definitely not listening.
He's hard.
Eminem's here.
Hard on his laptop.
No.
Listen there to we go. Music. Right, so yeah, definitely real.
Yes.
What is it? He's not listening. What is it about Zane? Do you think?
He is listening.
What is it about Zane, Nick?
He's not. He flinched by now. What is it?
God, look at you, Grim.
I don't know. Just nice
anyway,
nice person. Nice
points
person.
On that one. You got 20. I got 40.
Brilliant. That's bad. I thought I'd do better than that.
Still, I think we're learning a lot.
Seriously, we could make this a weekly thing.
We could go right through till morning if you want.
We really could. There's so much. Thanks, Grimmy.
Thanks, guys.
And back tomorrow morning from 6:30. Oh, it's you again.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
This morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, after a day of illness, I was back on air and also the victim of a call or delete by our actual big boss here at Radio 1.
Before I was at Radio 1, I used to present on local radio.
Yeah.
Well, I quite like to get back into presenting.
Oh, you wouldn't, man. This is really mean because I'm sick and you're pranking me. Nice one, Ben. Tomorrow on the show, Access All Areas continues, and we are going to let you into what happens on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show when the songs are playing. You'll be able to hear us and watch us live from 6:30. Plus, we have a mixtape for you with DJ Fresh. So we'll see you tomorrow morning.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. Back tomorrow from 6:30.
And a PS from Nick Grimshaw.
I invented quiche.
No, you didn't.
Not the food, the phrase.
I invented quiche. Right.
That was on in the 80s.
So you think Chris Lilley stole it from you?
Yes.
How?
Because, right, quiche happened last summer when me and my friend went to the shop near me and they had quiche on at a regular price or quiche on at a reduced price, right?
Yeah.
So they said, what do you want? Do you want the regular quiche, which is £2 a slice, or do you want this one, which has gone off, but we'll do it for £1.50? I was like, what? I was like, I'll have the expensive one. Mm. And then since then, that has been our code word for expensive things. Oh, quiche.
Quiche. But that's quiche. it's not the same as the meaning in the
No, but I had to
show.
Ask that person if they had told the world about quiche. And they were like, no, I thought you had.
Oh, is it a famous?
It was code.
Is it a famous that started the word quiche with you?
Yes.
Who's
the one? Who?
It was. I wonder
Chris
who it could be.
It was Chris Lilley. No, it wasn't.
Okay, so you think that Harry may have told Chris Lilley about quiche?
Well, he says he didn't, because I actually texted him on the way here, going, did you tell the world about quiche? And he said, no, I saw it on Twitter. I thought you'd told people, maybe on the radio.
Yeah. Like, if you go to Hilford, people are like, oh, my God, you must be so hot. Yeah. I'm not even bragging, but me and my friends are all pretty much quiche. Like, if you couldn't tell from looking at us.
We made quiche.
Oh, right. If you don't know, quiche is a word that I made up. And it basically means hot, but, like, it's a step above hot.
Oh.
Okay. We made quiche.
All right, okay.
If something was expensive or someone was showing off, they'd be like, oh, my car was this much. We'd be like, all right, chill out, quiche.
Okay, well, I'll let you take that up with Chris Lilley.
I'm going to take him to court.
Okay. See you tomorrow. That was all the stuff that we did without the musics on Thursday's show. Join us tomorrow. It's the last one of the week between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't catch us live, then there's always this podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.